Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Greg Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello, fans of Jersey Shore. Okay, Phil, I forget like your DJ name. What is it again? Like Street Doctor Phil?
Yes, Street Doctor Phil.
Street Doctor Phil.
Nice. Thank you, Street Doctor Phil. We are here for season 5, episode 2, One Man Down.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I just got
Vinny
it.
Drama. Right? Vinny drama.
Like who's missing in the studio? No, it's just Vinny.
Yeah, we're just missing.
Yeah,
Vinny.
We're just missing Vinny.
Actually, we are missing
we are
one
missing
person.
People.
We're missing, but no. First of all, welcome back, Roxy Rookie Stryer, who's been with us from the beginning, 5 seasons long of this. Thank you for. I know you had your extended USC college break, which I'm sure you didn't do any drinking.
None. It was a month of sobriety.
Right, and you studied.
I'm gonna go to the club tonight and not drink.
That's so admirable.
Joke. Great to have you back. And tonight we're also going to have back our own wet blanket, Ian Kaiser Sose. And the deal with Ian right now.
You give him a bad rap.
No, it's a wet blanket. Come on. He doesn't drink. You know, he doesn't like the show. We force him to watch this. He doesn't like their lifestyle.
He likes it. Secretly.
Maybe secretly. Or he likes the attention. Anyway, we didn't know that there was going to be an MTV after show. And due to scheduling conflicts, we couldn't stay and watch it. So we don't want to let you guys down and not give you the recap on that. So Ian is in there watching it now. And in our special segment later in the show, he's going to come in, give us the report. I'm sure he'll give us all his opinions as well as to what he sees. So we're excited to see Ian, and we're excited to get to the special segment as well.
They were really trashy. Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, that's Ian. No, these people are crazy.
Is that every week?
This is the insane shore. I he's all.
What are they doing?
He's across the shore.
I love it.
Ian comes from, you know, he's a money guy. He's very snooty, but anyway, he's very intellectual. We force him to do the show, but he's gracious enough to come and be part of it. Anyway, you guys just want to like get right into it with I think Gianni Snooki. And the situation, just real quick.
Yeah, let's jump right in.
Okay, situation is just kind of a douchebag.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, definitely a douchebag.
Right.
It's like my big question is, why is he trying to make best friends with Gianni? Why is he trying so hard?
Well, then, part of his plan.
Right. Well, then he's best friends, but then he in his sidebar interviews, he's. Ha ha ha.
Exactly.
Scheming.
I wonder what he's going to try and do.
He's got to have something up
his
sleeve.
He has a plan.
This goes back to the question we've been debating for 5 seasons. He has said this, I'm being repetitive, but he has said this on numerous occasions. My job is to make great television when I'm there.
Right.
So yes, he's being a D-bag by doing this, but is this calculated? Is this him saying this will make great television? like him knowing this will make great television too.
Yeah,
I get think under it's all about skin, that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think he's very smart, as I've said before. And
in that regard.
In that regard.
Right.
And he knows what he's doing. It can't hurt in any way to become Gianni's friend, or at least to pretend to be his friend. It's better than the...
And then, no, but pretending and then admitting to pretend, you know, in your interviews. So it's not like just being a phony, as I am with Gabby.
Oh, thanks.
So we're generally phony with one another, but that's
okay. Why do you think that?
That we're phony?
Yeah, why are we phony?
We're not going to be... That's not sidebar.
People don't like it.
The fans don't like when we sidebar.
That's for another
about
day.
Our stuff. But I'm
special
saying,
segment.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Just kidding.
But he's pretending. But then he's, you know, in those interviews, he's like,
it's like letting the audience in on
and
the
now,
secret.
Now I'm pretending, and this is what I'm doing. And I feel he is. I think he's just like, let me make great television. But what I think is confusing for him is the fact that he does live with these people. The fact that these people are close, and they don't like him anymore. Even Paulie, when he was. Vinny had said, one of Vinny's last remarks, and we'll talk about Vinny later in the show, but one of Vinny's last remarks, like, yeah, now you have to stick with Situation. And remember the days 3 or 4 seasons ago where Situation was a brother from another mother. That's what Paulie had said about him.
That was his best friend.
And, I mean, no one is close in the house to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like...
As we see in previews from next week, which we can talk about.
Right.
I think the Situation is, like, scheming, and he's, like, patting himself on the back, and he's like, just wait until it all comes around. But then it's just going to backfire on him because the roommates don't care about him, and they're all just kind of, like, forget about him. And eventually, like we saw in scenes for next season, like, they're just forgetting about him.
Right.
And it's going to just – and he's the one that's going to end up
– I think he's not – I think as much as he knows this is great television, there's a side to him. There's a human side. These people are together every day, you know, and they always say that the mask kind of falls off on these shows, like nobody can keep it up. And I've seen him almost every season by the end fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the one thing about all these kids is that they're, God, I know we get a lot of criticism for saying this, but like I still feel at the end of the day these are good kids. Like look how upset they are about Vinny leaving.
Yeah.
And they're really like rallying and I love you and come out tonight. Like think of the other reality shows. Like the housewives all hate, like half of them hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
They loathe each other. Mob Wives.
Yeah, but do you remember when we were watching last week and in between the commercial breaks, the interstitials we saw, they had such
a tense
environment. Yeah.
But was it tense or was it the fact that, like, I know both you guys are reporters, you know, across the table, you know, Jessica and Gabby. But these people aren't trained.
So it's
a lot of times, even when you see actors have to, even great famous actors, you know, have them say, do what Maria Menounos does or what you do, and they're stiff. So we don't know if that was them all not getting along or the fact that they just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, but 5 seasons in and you're still not used to the camera.
Wait, I'm sorry.
VMAs, everything.
Wait, I'm with Roxy Rookie Stryer. Who's across the table?
What's my name? No, you announced me.
I got Gabby and I got Jessica across the table from me. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
But
you think they're...
No, I wanted my name. Where's my jersey name?
What is it? What is your jersey name?
Isn't it Sassy... Is it Sassy Gabby, did we say?
It is.
Right?
Sassy Gabby. Which Jessica's?
Sassy
Jessica
Gabby.
Kingpin.
Jessica Kingpin. I love that.
That's what I meant.
But I think that
could have... And Phil the Thrill.
No. I like Street Dr. Phil.
That's his DJ name, but his
you're right. His Jersey Shore name
is
Phil the Thrill. Okay,
Phil the Thrill.
Noted.
You got to keep it to the original.
Noted. So I feel that discomfort is it may be the fact that they are uncomfortable with one another, but it also could be the fact that they just kind of don't know how to be
on
hosts.
Camera and host.
Yeah. Right, how to talk right to camera.
It's disappointing.
Maybe, but I feel like with him. I think it's weird for him because I just don't think they like him anymore.
Situation?
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to touch on with what you guys were saying is this for TV. If he wasn't like this prior to the reality show, I feel like this personality that he's portraying on camera for TV is going to stay with him off camera now because he's been doing it so long. And it's like the actors when they study for a role.
They get too deep in the role.
Yeah, they get too deep in the role.
The bad ones can't divorce from
it.
Oh my goodness, I have so many Hollywood stories I won't bore you with.
That's actually interesting though.
Of guys who can't, I don't know, girls, and I do know some girls actually, some ladies, No, they just kind of became that character because that's all they identified with, because that was a happy time for them or a successful time. And I agree with you, and I have heard from people who have talked to him, and it's like it's not Mike, it's situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, just kind of doing my thing, like just throwing all that at them and like, hey, you ready for next season? And that was actually his response.
I want a true Hollywood story on him, and I want to see the interviews with all the people that knew him before he became famous.
It's actually interesting.
That's what I want to do.
He was on... Kelly, I keep wanting to say Regis and Kelly. But
yeah, but not.
Live Kelly, with Kelly. Right. I think it was yesterday, and she was hosting with Boomer. I forgot his last name. But he was on
Boomer,
there.
Football player? Boomer Esiason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was on there, and the situation came on, and they were talking about how his abs were insured and whatnot. And they're talking about, you know, if...
I just feel like that's... I mean, Mary Hart did that 30 years ago. I feel like that's so desperation to try to keep him alive
exactly.
in the press.
Exactly. That goes on the list.
But they started talking about the insurance company and how they feel about all the drama that's going on the show. And the situation was kind of like, yeah, you know, I got to tell them that, you know, what they see on TV is actually not, you know, it's... And Kelly was like, scripted. And the situation was like, yeah. And what happened next was just kind of like a... Producers were just like, change the subject. And Boomer was like, just kidding. And then the situation was like, oh, just kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. And quickly just like had to change the subject.
So,
and it was like, next.
Wait, so what do you make of that?
I think the situation makes it very clear what you just said earlier. He has to make good TV.
But if he's individually making it on his own, that's one thing. But is he working with Sally Sosano and the producers?
No, I don't think so.
Because if he was, they should pay him more.
I think so.
They pay him a fine amount.
I think so. Because I think that this season they made it clear, like, Sammy just released her new fragrance or whatnot, and they did interviews with her. And all she keeps saying is, oh, I think this season, you know, you're going to see our lighter side. You're going to see us having fun. And, you know, there's drama, but we're going to have fun. And you're going to see us having fun. And so if it weren't for the whole Gianni and Snooki and situation love triangle thing, there wouldn't be anything this season. And so they really need to play that up. Like, or else, what would there be to, other than this whole Vinny Boohoo thing?
Well, I get
thing,
that they're
you know?
Playing it up, but it's when we, like, as we say in AfterBuzz here, the dick in the soup, that's what concerns me, when they actually plant something.
Yeah.
Later on in the show, we'll talk about the theft of the necklace, and one of you guys had said in there that was a producer planting it, and we'll talk about that. So it's, I feel as though situation... He seems like a lone wolf. He seems like, and I think this is exactly why they don't like him, because he's plotting and planning in the back of his brain how he can create controversy and make what he thinks is good television.
Did you guys see that thing on the internet? It was a little while ago from last season, Italy, when the whole Jersey Shore cast was in a bar and Snooki and I think Dina smashed the bottles. They spoke how that was scripted, and they showed
they
clips
broke it down.
Of the walkie on the producer getting in
planting
there.
The,
yes. We should play that clip for something.
We should.
In another.
You know, yeah, God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Phil, maybe next week we will pull that clip. It was disheartening to see because it looked total. When
you know where you can find it, actually?
Where?
On AfterBuzz.com. Or Facebook.com/AfterBuzzTV. Cool. It's up there.
Thank you,
we
Street Doctor
Phil.
I think the situation was just an easy person not to like from the get-go because, you know, he came
but
in.
But I did like him.
I totally disagree with that.
Yeah.
I didn't like him from the get-go. And I thought, I knew a lot of people that didn't like him
because he was funny.
He was funny, but
and
because
when
he was so conceited. And
True that, but at least when he was MVP and they were working together, it was kind of fun. But now that he's just... this like lone wolf it seems like he's all about himself, his brand or whatever, and I think at this point it's kind of blown up in his face. I don't think he is what he was. I think the front runners of the show are Snooki and Pauly.
I'm getting away from the front runners point, just talking about the situation for a second. I think that at the beginning I really did like him, and I think that the majority of people did. It was clear that Snooki and Mike, the situation, were the two biggest stars on the show, so clearly he had a following. I think he's burnt so many bridges.
That's it.
At this point. He's
agreed.
Like, how do I stay up with this? How do I keep up with my fame? How do I keep going? And I don't even think it's consciously, but he has nothing to lose anymore. So he's kind of just dicking around with everybody because he's like, this is how I'm going to stay in the limelight.
But I think it's biting him in the ass.
Because
it's kind of all falling apart. And I feel like, you know, when I've said in seasons past, because I thought the way he was progressing, it would be fun to see the situation get married or have a kid or have a station wagon with a baby. I don't know anymore. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's played out, but I don't know because it's such a front that I don't know. I mean, I think what the best thing of any of these shows is what is most genuine. You know, I'm out pitching shows all the time to the biggest production companies. And the one thing that they always say is it's got to be genuine. So whoever you're pitching me, let's say you have a crazy group of Persians that have an amazing restaurant. Is it genuine? Do they really all hate each other? Do they really own the restaurant? I mean, even as much as it is a lot of dick in the soup with these shows, what makes the best television is when it's genuine. And they know that. And he is such a front now.
Yeah, it kind of brings me to the next question, which would be, and there's a reason why The Real World changes the cast every season.
Yep.
Are we just getting sick of these people?
Yep. Yeah, there is a reason for that.
Which is what they struggled with
after the first season when there were all those rumors if they should switch the cast or not. And thinking about that.
It's hard with the show because they've gotten so famous. With the Beverly Hills Housewives, like the Housewives franchise are all known and they still work, right?
But that's probably because they have so many, though.
They do have so many different casts.
So it's humbling to affect, you're saying?
Yeah, they're in different
so
locations.
So like when one's on hiatus, then the next one starts up
so
again.
So it keeps the other cast somewhat humble. Which,
exactly.
All right, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like speaking to being genuine, I feel what's going on between Gianni and Snooki is genuine.
I feel like he's an old-fashioned Italian kid. Yeah.
But I feel like he's an old-fashioned Italian kid. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's them producers saying, okay, you'll be the boyfriend who's kind of the stick in mud, and you're going to be the crazy meatball.
I feel
like it's very genuine with those guys.
Well, do you guys remember the season where they first met? They didn't even really try and introduce him then, but I remember them walking on the boardwalk together from being out at a club, and it didn't go further than that, but I remember them introducing him a little, but they never really brought up in another season, oh, well, that was the guy. But I do remember he was in one of the seasons prior where she met him at a bar, because that's what happened on camera.
It was season 3, I think, right before the season before that.
Yeah, it was so real, because then he didn't show up for like another 2 seasons, and then they started dating. So that was, I definitely don't think that was scripted.
No.
Because she had another boyfriend before that.
She did. Right. She had another boyfriend.
And he hung in. Yeah. And I just keep saying.
He used her, by the way.
Of course.
He wanted to do interviews after they broke up. He did a reality show.
No, these guys like all want to hang in. I mean, did you notice Dina, the guy tonight, did you hear what he said to her? She's like, oh, I saw an old friend. He's like, I've been texting you. I've been trying to hit you. You don't hit me back, .. Yeah. You're famous. I want to glom on.
Exactly.
That's all I, you know, and I've said that like every week, like, of course these guys are going to put up with this stuff because it could literally change their lives forever financially.
And that's all they want.
In terms of Gianni with
Snooki, though, as much as we're saying it is genuine, I do agree with that, but he bitches all the time about her being Snooki. It's like, you had to know going in.
Well, JWoww said that, remember?
Exactly.
Dude, you're dating Snooki.
It's like, who did you fall in love with if you're dating someone that's like this person you don't like?
And she is this person 24/7.
But guys, how often does this happen? Now, maybe you guys are too young to have dated these guys who like what they love about you, they also like
and try to change.
So
it's ridiculous. It's like, Gianni, they have to
get to a comfort level with you. They got to get you to like them enough. And then once they do, then they have the power.
Disregarding TV for a second is good for Snooki to have a guy like that, but that's not what we want to see.
Because who wants their boyfriend to be like, oh, cool, show your ass. Like, that's cool.
Do it.
I don't care.
Nobody wants that. There's nothing worse than having to babysit your boyfriend or girlfriend and having to do that every night. Having to do that every night, I could not take that.
Totally. I completely agree. And you can see it's wearing on him. I mean, he's done it a couple times.
He's going to hang in.
But he clearly doesn't get engaged.
They're still together.
He'll be hanging in. You know, earlier on, I liked how the situation did make me laugh when he said GTL endurance is down.
Yeah, it's literally what I wrote down.
You know, which was funny. And then the fact that he almost left without a girl, like it was the I can't believe this. I'm leaving without a girl. He was in like this panic.
And then he pulled Paula.
He pulled
friends
Paula,
with benefits.
His friend with benefits.
That was her label.
I know, I love that.
Now you guys
that
were all attacking her. I actually thought she was okay.
She was bad at first.
I didn't. I thought she
in
was
the club
bad.
She looked okay, but then the next day I was like.
But here's what I'll put to the table.
That happens a lot.
I don't know when he's ever. I don't think I've never seen him pick up a beautiful girl.
Me
ever.
Neither.
And I've always said that I actually don't think the pickings are very. I think they're very slim down the shore for really beautiful women.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
Is the situation good looking?
That karma area.
Mm. Well, for someone who...
It doesn't matter. You know in Hollywood, does it matter? Like, look at the guys in Hollywood, the girls they get.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God. Go to any bar in Hollywood and see a successful guy.
But the situation prides himself on pulling chicks, like, all the time. So for someone who's constantly bragging about it and priding himself on that, you would think you can get one hot girl.
I would think so.
Once in a while. Like ever since now, like you said, now that he's famous,
he should be able to get anyone.
He should be a little like.
Is it because the pickings are slim, or he just his game is that lame?
Maybe it's a horrible game.
Creepy.
Both. I mean, you're Gab. You know the Jersey Shore. You.
Not really.
No,
I mean, I know of it. I have friends.
I thought you grew up in Jersey.
No, I grew up in Long Island. Everyone confuses it.
Long Island. Yes.
All right, so okay.
But I mean, I know a ton of people that have gone there. It's a popular place to go. But I mean,
I'm always looking in the background.
You're
of
more
these
of a
shots.
Hamptons girl.
Yeah, she's so a Hamptons girl.
No, I like the Hamptons. I'm a city girl. I like New York City. That's my thing. But I'm Jersey. There, it's a little bit of both. More on the trashier side, I feel like, definitely. Because I even remember when I was in high school, Long Island was like that. And any club you'd go to, you'd see the Guidos at the spiked hair and the tans and the ugly girls that had nothing on. That's what it was like in Long Island at one point, the same thing. It's just catching on in Jersey later, I guess. I don't know. Or it stayed with them longer, one or the other. I don't know. But I think it's a little bit of both. And also, if I was at the Jersey Shore and I saw Mike, I would not touch him.
It's the creepy factor.
But okay, guys, but it's famous, Mike. And you guys
I don't give it.
All right,
crap.
But both you guys are different. You guys
either
are different.
Mike would not do it for me.
Okay, you guys are different. You're in the industry. You're always in contact with these with. It's different. I'm just saying.
I think my friends from home, yes, they would hook up with Mike.
Okay, there you go.
Living out in L.A., knowing that, it's just a creepy factor. It's like you can't just hook up with a random celebrity. It's not
no.
a cool thing to do. But, yeah, I do think my friends at home would be like completely starstruck and
just
definitely
do it, just,
go for
yeah,
him.
Just to have it on
Which
the record.
Which is why I'm surprised he can't get any ass.
So is it because – but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is it because of his – is she like you? I think you're right. It's a little of both. His game isn't as strong as we think, but also the pickings aren't – so good. Right.
Also, when he's standing next to Vinny and Pauly, he's clearly the least
but he's a cinch.
Enjoyable.
But I thought the Jersey Shore gets packed in the summers. Like,
it does, but can I say...
But with what?
What is good game? Good game is when we don't know it's game. That's good game.
Right. And we
good
know.
Game isn't oh, you want to leave and go to my room?
And they're like,
but you know what? What Pauly said in it, he was... I was watching... Billy Bush's interview with Pauly and it was Pauly and it was Ronnie.
It was the
and
three
it was
and Vinny, right?
And he said, now it's so great. This is from Pauly. Now it's so great because girls come right up and say, hello, I'm DTF. How awesome is that?
Tonight, the girl
right?
that...
So, of course, I'm sure Chantel so walked up...
It's pathetic.
But they walk right up, and I'm like, man, like I just like I'm hoping my next life this is gonna be me.
Oh my god!
I would never do that.
So much fun. I say it all the time to be drunk for like whatever 2 straight months. Everyone pay my bills. All I have to worry about is tanning. Gym and laundry. That's my only worries.
And t-shirt shop.
And then you nurse the hangover at the t-shirt shop, which I love. And I love how Danny, the t-shirt guy, completely defanged now that they're famous.
Oh, yeah. He sucked.
Did you see his haircut?
Oh, handsome.
Love the haircut.
Oh, yeah. No, he's rocking
he's
the hair.
He's working it.
Yeah. And now he's all concerned, and he's sitting with Vinny, and he's to me,
Papa
like,
Bear.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like the fatherly figure.
I hope my next life I get to, this is the life I get to live.
Do you want
to
be Danny the t-shirt guy?
I think so. It sounds...
No, I really want to be one of the boys on the show.
Which one would you be, Kevin? That's a good question.
Oh, Pauly, because because he's got the DJ. Trade to DJ, and he monetize it.
Yeah. What about you girls? Who would you be?
Who would I want to be or who am I most
for the girls?
Who would you want to be?
JWoww.
I would be JWoww.
I agree.
Sure.
I'm JWoww too.
For sure.
Definitely. No, because she, I mean, like JWoww. Again, we've talked about it, but she's evolved. I mean, she
like not JWoww season one. JWoww season five.
Right. Season five.
Well, she, you know, season one was like a party. I'm going crazy. Now I've met a guy, and by the way, we're at Karma. Where the heck is Roger?
Yeah.
They're just staying out of the drama, out of the scene.
He has to work.
But he can't get off is that work. What it is? He probably can't get off work.
He seems to have like a crazy work schedule.
Yeah. And
they always bring that up. Even with Italy, they brought it up.
And he's not giving it up yet. All right. Let's talk about Pauly and Chantel. You know, again, great girl. Tatted out to the nines. I love it. And must have walked up to him and said, I'm totally DTF.
Yeah,
she did the head move.
Yeah, I think she did.
Let's go.
She said, let's get out of here. No, she said, I'm ready to get out of here. He was like, I wasn't even ready.
Yeah, he made a comment in his interview. And he was basically like, well, if they're ready to go before I am, that's a good sign or whatever he said.
That's a great sign.
Yeah.
So he gets to be DTF.
I didn't even have to say anything.
So they're DTF. And we see her steal the necklace, and a couple of you guys pointed out Dick in the Soup. Like, producer did that.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I wasn't so sure because I think, like, why wouldn't the girl try to get a souvenir? She's drunk. She's ghetto.
And then return
like,
it. I would have thought she would have sold it.
I know. I thought she would have sold it before the next morning.
I guess she wanted to see him.
Let's talk about the return back. So before we get to why she came back, so let's just go around the table. No. Go ahead, Rocky.
I totally disagree. I don't think it was planned at all. I think she's thinking, ooh, I'm on television. This would be funny. So I do think that's influencing her. But no way was there a discussion with the producers.
Or is it just like, really, a souvenir like that is amazing. That's something that for someone who's not in the industry, that's like something great to
show
your
friends.
She was drunk.
She wanted to see him the next day or she wanted to do that. Totally. I don't think anybody planned it. I think this little girl's like, ooh, fun. Let's see what I can do with this.
That's, I mean, listen, I knew girls to kind of do that. I knew guys to do that stuff. So I was right along for the ride.
Definitely.
Girls, what do you guys think? Cross the table.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I would originally think that it was a producer thing and they were scripting it. But if it was really her, I was thinking she'd either sell it because God knows, like, she's dirty enough to do that, you know? So I would think she'd sell it, try and get money for the diamonds, or she just wants to see him. I don't think she thinks it's funny for TV because she was too wasted to know the difference.
I agree with that. But you don't think a producer told her to steal it?
Oh, I think a producer. It looked
interesting.
Too, oh, all let right. me just stick it like this. It looked fake. It looked like she's a bad actor. That's what it looked like.
All right. Yeah.
My first thought was the Dick in the Soup. I thought a producer could have told her to do it. But then when I thought about it as I was watching it, like if I had hooked up with a guy, regardless if it was Pauly D, and he's kind of like, get out, I got to call a cab, you can't sleep over, then I would have been pissed and been like, well, screw you, I'm going to take your chain. And then I would have thought, like, I'm going to sell it before you can call me. But then it's like, well, crap, I want my shoes back.
That was good.
Right.
So
I don't even think there were any shoes.
Yeah, there were no shoes. Where were they?
So no Dick in the Soup.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about it.
So she comes back the next day. And I feel like, and again, knowing this element of people, I feel like, oh my God, either she realized, or friends told it, idiot, they have 18 cameras on that house. This chain's probably worth anywhere from $1,000 to maybe $10,000. Who knows? Maybe even more. Like, that's grand effing theft. You've got cameras all over. You best get your ass back to that house.
I think in the morning light, she was like, holy crap, I have this. I'm going to be back on TV.
I think it's like now I have an excuse to go back.
But another thing I noticed is, though, if this was a producer thing, think about it. If it wasn't a producer thing, they would have said, guess what? We saw on the cameras.
No, they can't. They can't do that.
They can't.
They can't. The camera.
The camera people can't.
No,
but the producers can plant things. They're planning. They could plant seeds to get them more angry or get them. You know what I mean? More.
Yeah, but it was the next day. I mean, I bet if things had gone on, they would have. But especially because I was talking a lot with the people on The Real World because we cover that here also, and they were telling me like, anytime you cannot talk to the camera people. If you open your mouth, you get fined. If they open their mouth, they get fined.
But the producer, you know, the producer's watching the footage.
Definitely, but it was
there.
It was like 10 hours later, less. I mean, he said it was 4 a.m. when he kicked her out.
I don't know. I feel like if it was serious, they'd see it on camera and they would have let them know if it wasn't something that the producer planted.
I agree with Kevin. Like, at some point, it has to occur to you when you, like, come to that, like, crap, like, there's so many cameras.
Yeah,
at some point, you know, this is going to air on TV and I could get in trouble for this or something's going
to
happen.
I'm sure
you
people
know?
Said to her, like, did you think, you know, they have cameras all over that house? I just, again, I hate to say it. Been around thieves my whole life, and I know how they think. And I'm like, oh my god! And like, they're usually shrewd enough. The ones that are, you know.
I don't know if she was a thief though, or if she was just doing it for the camera. But if she was a thief, she probably came home exactly like you're saying, held in front of her friends' faces. Look what I have, and they were like, are you a moron?
That's like a
diamond. By the way, as a guy, I remember I had someone do that, take something from me, only as an excuse to be able to say, oh. I left the.
Left something of mine somewhere.
So we can do a follow up. Okay, let's talk Vinny. I mean, this is like the whole episode. Vinny's leaving. Vinny's depressed. We learned that Vinny has issues with anxiety and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And how gracious of Dan the T-shirt man to take. Have you eaten anything? This guy was.
Let me get you a drink.
Powerade. Do you guys remember him season one?
Yeah.
Why aren't you here on time?
Oh, he's terrible. Very stern. And now it's just like, yeah, he's everybody's friend. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was nice to see. I like speaking of the T-shirt store. I liked seeing Sammy actually excited for something. I'm excited to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
I think that's the only time we saw Sammy all episode.
It is, but we've also kind of seen Sammy as this a little bit of a sourpuss all these years. You know, it's either
she's been way better this season.
Yeah, and I like the idea that she was excited for something. I'm excited to go to work. Like, who would be excited to go? She was excited to go there, and then again, even she's worried about Vinny, which is nice. And sure enough, the T-shirt guy takes him out. We learn that. Vinny has anxiety issues, but...
Which he calls clinical anxiety.
Clinical anxiety.
All of a sudden, it's a medical.
Medical, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Does Vinny know he's creating a good TV moment?
No.
Is that all this is about?
I don't think it was on his
mind. Or is he really just a mummy's boy who's just really... And not really meant to party every single night?
Totally the latter. Totally the latter.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't help but thinking, too, that... Yeah, one episode was kind of dedicated to this, but it didn't seem like as big of a deal as if it was Paulie leaving, if it was JWoww leaving, or Snooki.
Well, it was big to them because I think he's the one that gets along with everybody.
No, I'm not saying to them. I'm saying to the audience. Like, I feel like it was downplayed, kind of. Anytime
we had a lot going on, because look at us. We've already talked a half hour about so many other things.
Anytime that somebody else has threatened to leave, it's been...
A huge moment.
A huge... In the entire episode. But this, the episode... Part of it was based on that, but a lot of other stuff happened in this episode, like you're saying. So, I don't know. I kind of felt like he got gypped. And
In his moment.
Yeah. I don't think he's dynamic enough to have a big moment.
Yeah.
He's not. He's the more relaxed, like, normal guy on the show.
But he affected all of them.
He's likable by everybody.
He does not beef with anybody in the house and never has.
That's a sweet thing, like,
oh, Vinny's leaving. All right, let's go out. Paulie, stay and help him pack. Let us know what happens.
He's just the good guy. Yeah. He's the good guy.
That's as much as they can offer. I mean, listen, they're not Mother Teresa, these guys. You know what I mean? But
or Gandhi.
But they're not Gandhi. But I still say, and I maintain, which is why I really like these guys and I love doing this show, is that you compare them to the Housewives and Mob Wives and I don't know, some of the other reality shows where the people are just kind of heinous and wretched and tearing each other to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
I will say Paulie's a really good friend because I think it was really sweet that he was going out of his way to, you know, take him to get mani-pedis and, you know, like, but like trying to lift his spirits and smile.
By the way, why didn't anyone just say, dude, go home for a week and come back and recharge?
Exactly.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm thinking the whole time.
But here's what I say. Is that because they didn't think of that healthy advice? Or is it because...
Contract.
It's not good television. It's better to just...
It's not good television.
So you think that's why they didn't step up and say?
No, I don't agree with that because... Everybody else has gone a week and come back.
I would say go for a week, dude. Chill.
Yeah,
who cares?
Then they could have filmed him at home.
Get some spaghetti and come back.
When Sammy left, like, they made it seem as if she was going for good. Like, they didn't say, like, go home and come back. I'm sure Vinny's going to come back. It's not, like, the kind of thing, like, they don't want us to know, like,
go home and talk
to your family and just do a temporary thing and
you'll
get
over
it. Because
you hate
being on this
TV show that everybody loves. It makes it feel bad for
him. It doesn't make good TV because then we could breathe easy if we know that Vinny's going to come back.
Okay, so then, you know, explain this to me. Why didn't or wouldn't Paulie or someone else say what? I would say go home for a week and
Here's
come back
why.
And charge. And the second thing, but let me finish, Rox, because I want to hear what you think about this. Why wouldn't you say, like, dude, this is your, like, this is your life. This is your. This is what we do. This is your career. You don't want to like walk away from this. Is that not allowed?
Definitely, I bet they did say that, and it was edited
that's
out.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's definitely editing.
Okay.
There's no way they didn't say it, but they're not going to put it on the show because the whole point of the show is not to allude to the fact that they're celebrities.
Right.
And that they're making money for this. Obviously, somebody sat him down and was like, dude, you're getting paid to drink. We're having a great time. Go home. Chill for a week. Come back. Miss a week's paycheck. Whatever. No problem. Somebody said that to him.
And to be honest, I'm sure Vinny said, I'm going to go home for a little bit.
I don't think they even know how many episodes while they're filming they're making money for at that point because they're just filming.
They're just filming.
So he doesn't know which episodes he's missing anyways. So they can't really determine, I'm going to be missing 4 episodes. They don't know that.
And I kind of bet even though this is the second episode of the season, this is probably further along than we think.
Yeah.
Probably not that much happened in the very beginning. So he's thinking he's probably got a few episodes in right now, and he only made 2.
And also, in filming, they could have filmed it. This could have been the last week or something. You never know, because sometimes they take things from the last week, put it in the first week. Mm-hmm. Things from the first week, throw it in the middle. They do that in editing just to, like, make a storyline kind of mesh better.
Right.
Or, you know what I
mean?
That's
what I'm saying. This could have been way further down the line.
It could have been also, it could have been anywhere. So we don't really know those details.
And he's alluded in every interview, basically, he's coming back.
Yeah. He's going to come back.
He said in every interview, and then you'll kind of see me come around, like he said in every single interview. All right, Phil. Nice. All right.
That's me putting my dick in the soup.
All right. Now, listen. I see Ian Kaiser Sose in the booth. Is he ready to come in for a special segment for the report after the commercial?
He is. So right. Why don't we do that?
And Roxy has requested to bring more vodka.
We may be able to.
All right. Let's go to a commercial. Get the vodka, Ian.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Really? Okay.
Ian's boring.
Ian has no mic.
Yeah.
That's because he's boring.
No, I get that. There we go.
There
all right.
Well, wait a second. Wait. Slow down.
People might remember me. I want to from earlier shows.
What's your short name?
It was Ian Kaiser Sose. That's when I watched Jersey Shore.
And now it's Professor Ian.
I watched.
Like, what is it?
No, I watched a couple seasons, and after that, you probably wonder where I went. I've dropped out of society. After that, I've taken up organic farming, and I've decided to shun the internet, all technology.
By the way, I'm living with a grin, Amish commune. Not that far from shtick because. Was in Africa doing yoga.
I was. That's true.
Your life is amazing.
But you know what?
Oh my God.
Did do one Gossip Girl with me, so I knew that you didn't shun all of technology.
No, that was in the kind of the realm of Jersey Shore time.
We are all anxious for our special segment on the after show. What did you see?
Okay, there's two main topics talked about. One was obviously the Vinny situation. And they each kind of weighed in, the people who were there. The situation said Vinny's a mama's boy, a direct quote.
Vinny. Okay, and what was the reaction? Anger or just it was okay?
Was Vinny there?
Vinny was not there.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, yeah, there was some oohs from the audience, I think.
It was said. Okay, all right.
Snooki said, when I have anxiety, I go to the bar. So I think she just didn't understand what anxiety was all about.
She's hilarious.
Didn't make any sense to her. And Paulie was really messed up over it, it seemed like. He actually looked directly in the camera and begged Vinny to come back. He said, Vinny, my lover, my friend. And the lover part raised some eyebrows because it wasn't a very macho.
Stop that.
Yeah, it wasn't
stop
a macho
that.
Thing to
no,
say.
No, come on.
But yeah, and he said, please come back. I miss you. I miss you in the house. Obviously, this was filmed recently, so.
But that's what I'm saying. But, yeah. So you think. Then he's acting. Was this shot recent enough where Vinny, because we all agree Vinny's going to return. So was this shot?
I think it was shot recently. So I think they have to play that part to a degree of like put themselves back in that timeline.
I don't know how recently it was shot because, again, when I was talking to Real World people, they said they can be shot at all different
well,
times.
Well, I know Mob Wives is doing something similar right now. Mm-hmm. And they're only done taping episode 7, and they're starting to film these after shows.
I think it gets them in the heat of the moment because then they can throw in more emotions into their after show. You know what I mean? Because if it's months later, they're already over it.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so continue.
Well, I was going to say the other situation that was talked about pretty majorly, and I don't have too much knowledge on it. But it felt very in the heat of the moment because it got real and it got very intense, was Snooki and the situation. I guess the situation claiming that he had hooked up with Snooki.
Which we all feel he did at this point. We're going to give him that.
So that was a big... So Snooki, I didn't know a lot about the situation. It didn't feel very genuine. When he's saying, I swear on my life this happened, and he stands up, he's like, 100%. And she said, and her denials didn't seem very real. She was saying it didn't. And she was saying, how could he make this up when she knows I love Gianni, and, you know, how could he say these things?
Wait, Ian, can you say who was there exactly? There were four of them.
It was the Meatballs, it was Paulie, and the Situation.
Okay. So Dina, Snooki, Paulie, and
Dina,
the Sitch.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
And then Snooki... To me, it didn't seem genuine, but then she said, everyone in the house believes, Mike, that this happened, so this has made me not trust anyone in the house because they all believe this, and she feels very called out by the whole thing.
I saw...
And she started to cry. There was a lot of tears, and then Mike ended up, because she wouldn't admit to it, and Dina was kind of saying, just drop it. It doesn't matter at this point. Leave it alone. And Paulie's like, it's not that I care. I just said it, and she's denying it now, and it makes me look stupid. So he got angry and he kind of stormed off.
Paulie stormed off.
No.
My
situation. Yeah.
Wait, when we saw previews for the after show, though, I thought I heard Snooki saying, I told Gianni, you asshole. I told him. Did that not happen?
I would have told him if... I didn't quite understand what she was saying at that point, but she was definitely...
Denied.
She did on the phone, though. She kind of told him. In Italy.
No, that was about Vinny.
About Vinny. Yeah.
She said point blank on the show, she's like, Mike, we hooked up season one, and we never hooked up again after that. He's like, we hooked up a few months ago. That's a complete lie.
So, okay, votes around at the table whether we think it's true or not.
No, I think it is true.
I think it's true also.
And she's just trying to defend herself.
Totally, yeah.
Because she's embarrassed.
Yeah, it felt very half-hearted, her attempts at defense.
She gets so way too heated over it.
Because it was more like a lot of times she'd just be like, why don't you just drop it, rather than it never... It wasn't like emphatic, it never happened. It was a lot of, like, it didn't happen, why are you keep making the talking about... It was more about his insistence on it, I think, that she was angry about.
So and that would handle that half hour? Anything else?
That was really, like, it was a lot of that. It was a lot. Her crying was a while, then Mike storming off, and then following him, and then...
How'd her makeup look while she was crying?
Here's how we know it was a while ago, because was she
skinny
very
or
skinny?
Fat? I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, she was skinny.
It's very recent
skinny.
Then.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I noticed that. She was super skinny.
So I buy what's going on with them. The whole Paulie come back thing, that kind of bums me out, because we know Vinny would have been back by then. I'd hate to think he's acting.
Yeah.
But I don't see it as him act. I see it him saying, yo,
how
come back, but
time.
within the content. It didn't feel like, you know, it was something. I think you get that idea that.
Okay. Got it. Hmm. All right. Ian, will you be so kind as to grace us with your presence for the news?
Of course.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Here we go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, I know Ronnie, we all know Ronnie's pretty jacked, and there's been circulation of rumors about him on steroids or whatnot, but he actually says, he did an interview with In Touch today that he says he was bullied as a small kid, and that is reason for why he is so into his physique today.
Well, Kevin was on the juice for a while. Do you know what are the telltale signs of someone being on the roids?
You get acne on your back.
Right.
Your testicles shrivel.
Right.
You're easily angered.
Do they come back?
I've switched over to human growth hormone now, which is why
safer.
I think that's what
Mike's
on.
Squeezing
no,
his
I
eye.
Think he's on something, guys. Does
of course.
Right? I mean, he seems like he's grown so much.
Everyone that looks like him in Long Island is on something.
I read the same thing, and I know he had said that he was bullied his whole life, and he was always a small kid in the Bronx. So he had to be tough. And then people came at him and said, well, geez, you look like kind of a bully now. And he said, well, he's only defending himself.
So that hurts him when people say that, because
right.
When he feels threatened, he has to defend himself.
How tall do
we
think he is? What is his height?
He's short.
He's very small,
short.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like he's like
5'6" range.
Is he really?
I wouldn't say that short.
He's really short. I'll look it up right now.
Right, look it up.
Sammy seems...
Like he's, we're gonna look it up right now.
Your phone is bejazzled.
Jess, what else you got? Yeah,
I know.
So
I got this in Vegas.
Bejazzled. I love that.
For New Year's, I got it in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Snooki just released her Tanuary contest. She's teamed up with Super Tan, and she says, nothing is more depressing than being pale in the winter. So Tanuary encourages everyone to keep their tan going with Super Tan products. She's confident that all Guidos and Guidettes out there will get their tan on this month and look good to avoid the winter blues. So she's encouraging all of her fans to show their best Snooki. She wants them to upload.
All right, next week, we're all tan.
She wants them to upload their photos with their best Snooki pose and their best Snooki outfits. And at the end of the month, the winner will get a VIP to meet and greet Snooki at their local tanning salon.
That's so great. Okay, so next week, I know you guys are short on time. Can we all get tans?
Oh, let's do it.
I have a year-round tan.
Let's do airbrush, too.
Jessica's good.
I want to do airbrush.
Okay.
I am so pale, I can cry.
Something I was thinking as I was watching the show, do you notice the Snooki dance that she does? And then Deanna kind of does the same dance?
Where she kind of like... goes down.
The Jersey Turnpike?
Yes. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
The Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
Can any of you do that dance?
I could.
Go.
Because I would... No, I'm not saying now. I would love, like, next week. Is it possible? I mean, I need you to really do it the exact way.
Yes.
So, Phil...
You have to post it up on the website, the Tanuary website.
So, Phil, is that something we do in the confessional booth, or do we do a special segment next week?
We do a special segment.
Special segment. No, we'll make it.
You have to get on the table.
In the confessional, though, you wouldn't probably see it.
No, we'll do it here.
Yeah.
We gotta move on.
Oh, okay, by the way, guys, let me interrupt. Ronnie from the Jersey Shore is 5'8", and guess how many pounds he weighs?
Like 210.
190.
180.
220.
I kind of think that's bogus. I kind of think that he put that in there.
I know. He's probably actually 5'7".
Yeah, no. Ian's laughing. Ian, you're a trainer. He's not 220.
Maybe.
I don't know what steroids.
Then why are you laughing?
Wow, this is funny. On Wiki Answers, someone wrote, how tall is Ronnie Magro from Jersey Shore? 3 foot, no inches, no brain.
Very funny. Jess, what else we got?
So last but not least, I know we have a huge WWE audience here. So this made news last week right after our show. We didn't get to announce it. But word on the street is that WWE is interested in bringing the Situation to WrestleMania. The last time we saw a Jersey Shore cast member on the WWE event was when Snooki did WrestleMania 27. So
this will be a follow-up. Yeah, that'll be fine. I think Aro Maria Menounos will be involved in that as well, I think, from her last appearance.
And a couple, like JWoww and Ronnie did Spike
TNA.
TNA.
They did the TNA,
so
the smaller group.
Jersey Shore is definitely big into
I think the Situation's roast experience is anything like this. Will be a huge success.
Yeah. Oh, God, I
Ian,
love
do
that.
You just keep moving farther away from camera so you don't have to be there? Like, all of a sudden now you're like far left as you can be.
Can I add some news bits for you guys?
Yes,
A week after Vinny tried to calm Miley Cyrus down from her fear of flying via Twitter, the 19-year-old was spotted out with Pauly D. They met up in L.A., though it's clear how or why.
Clearly about their musical careers.
They've been tweeting each other, they're too. They're probably going to work together. Miss hanging out with you and stuff like that.
So it's Miley kind of trying to, she's graduating from the kiddie crowd and maybe
Miley's not 19, I don't think. Yeah?
Yes,
no,
she
no. Vinny, yes.
Miley
yeah,
is
she's
19.
She's 19. Yeah, it's all going.
Really? Oh, no, wait.
I thought she was 21.
All no, she's definitely not, she's 21. Not 21. She's 19.
That's for sure. Yeah, because now all the entertainment outlets are reporting on her wearing these like plunging neckline dresses.
Yeah, it's
crazy to see. Yeah, she's growing up.
She's becoming whores like you guys.
Oh, all right.
So
that's the way to go.
Okay, so listen. So Pauly D.
Work for you.
Pauly D was in town promoting the Jersey Shore. That's when they had met up. But then he was off to Vegas to launch his new headset line with 50 Cent. Like, things are happening for Mr.
Well, did you guys notice in the actual episode... Vinny was sporting his clothing line, the T-shirt with the star. That's Pauly D's.
Oh, that's right.
That's Pauly.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah. Pauly. Yeah, no. Not, we. I mean, yeah, we hear he actually owns a store. We've heard rumors he has a store down there as well.
Pauly also just launched a new spray tan can.
I mean, I like
after
him.
Italy.
I like Pauly because Pauly's quietly doing it. Whereas, like, Sitch was, you remember, he's
Pauly's
got my GTL app. I got
in
this. I got that. Mm-hmm. I make this many millions a year. Pauly just. Really smart businessman. All right, so Dina met a new boyfriend after the season ended. Some guy she's been dating for five months. She said she's over Pauly. She told Us Weekly that the only embarrassing moment from the show is when she lost her underwear. Other than that, she's all good with everything else.
Listen, that was her most embarrassing moment?
That's it. Other than that, she's good with everything else.
She and is so ugly.
So someone... Oh, wait. Oh, whoa.
Well, I think this
she
guy is the guy
some
from
makeup
the bar.
Tips.
I could
for
see
sure.
it.
Did that come out?
You think it's the guy from the bar?
I think it's the guy from the bar.
You know,
boyfriend.
Someone was going to glom on.
Can I kiss you? Like, who says
Can
that?
Can I kiss you?
Like...
I don't know.
I hate when... Have you ever had a guy do that to you? It's so awkward.
But as a girl, would you go up to...
All right, Kay, wow. Give us the rest of the news in 20 seconds or less. We're going to play a fun game.
Okay, wait. Sammy has a new perfume, Dangerous.
Dangerous.
When I went to the site for it, the link was broken and the site was not found. It was launched at a store called Mandy's, which is in New York, and sells junior high and high school kids' clothing. And it's also available on shorestore.com. So I don't feel like it's a wide release thing.
Bloomingdale's is not offering it?
It doesn't seem like
it.
Nordstrom's? It doesn't seem like it. And I believe.
No, Mandy's is like a Charlotte Russe type of thing, but lower.
And I believe.
But lower.
It's cool, though. I used to shop at Mandy's.
Okay, well,
whatever.
Then that's
when
it.
I was
and
12.
I believe that is your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for the week of, what week is it, Phil?
January 12th. 2012. And by the way, Vinny did appear on Adam Carolla's podcast.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Vinny appeared on Adam Carolla's podcast. I know, Ian, you had talked to his people, and of course, typical of AfterBuzz, we were 1 week late, so Vinny had left town, but his people said he definitely wants to come by and be part of it when he's in town.
Definitely.
So, but good of us to have missed it, like always.
Typical, yeah,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, guys, we saw a nice little highlight for next week. I'm looking at Roxy's notes.
Yeah, you probably can't read them right now, but
them.
I can
tell me.
Tell you what's up. So we see that Vinny goes home. He's talking to his mom. Obviously, they're very close. Some would say that he's a mommy's boy. Others would frown at that. But what's wrong with
the We'll see the emotional
boy?
Return. The interesting thing is going to be how they celebrate Pauly's birthday and Sitch is mad. And I believe that's genuine. I believe they genuinely don't care to celebrate his birthday. And I believe he would be genuinely bummed out.
We see Pauly gets a cake and the situation doesn't. That's probably a rough situation. No pun intended. That sucks.
And Deanna needs to get her...
Deanna has something stuck in her hair.
Has to get a cut.
And needs to fix her makeup.
And we see more meatball madness.
I don't think Deanna had something stuck in her hair. It was her weave that was in a knot from partying the whole night.
By the way,
that's
a lot of discussion. I mean,
so why didn't she just
listen,
take it out?
Guys, our show
She's
went...
She's so pretty.
Our show went long because there was so much going on. Like, so far, so good for the season. Can I ask you guys what you...
Yeah, tonight...
Jess, what do you think of the season so far?
I could still use a little more drama.
Are you hopeful?
I'm hopeful that hopefully there'll be more drama than Vinny.
Hopeful.
Hopeful, yes.
Okay, Gab, what do you think?
I love the excitement of, like, the first two seasons of this show. So I hope we can bring that out in this season and still keep it fresh.
Do you feel like it's happening?
I feel like it's good and it's better than last season, so right. I'm happy.
Right. Okay, rocks.
I love them in Jersey.
Yeah.
So we like them back in Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey's right. The best.
So listen, before
and
we do
I say look to the cast of the Jersey Shore to expedite the predictions of the Mayan calendar end of the world in 2012.
Okay. So
to a quick right. Armageddon, everyone.
Right, wait. Now, listen. Next week, Gabby will do the Snooki dance for us.
There we go.
So please, Turnpike, you guys.
The Jersey Turnpike. So please, everyone, tune in for that. Gab, how do we find you?
How do we find me? Okay, guys. Facebook.com/GabrielleLoren, number one, and also on Twitter @Gabrielle_Loren.
All right, Jessica, what about you?
Twitter @GoreJess715. Facebook, JCK spelled out, 715.
Roxy?
You can find me on Twitter @RoxyStriar, RoxyStriar.
Ian Kaiser Schultz.
I'll be at my organic farm in Connecticut, plowing the field.
So nothing, so no.
No.
Do you have an address?
No.
Wait, there is an @IanKaiser, isn't there, Phil? Phil.
I don't follow you.
I don't know. I don't think he does Twitter.
Just weird, Harold. Wait, but he does like Facebook.com/, right? Ian Kaiser. He's got
these. Is that true, Phil?
My Facebook has been deactivated unceremoniously, but you can get me at @Undergaro. Okay, you guys, next week, Gabby will do the Snooki dance.
Woo! And I will make sure to wear
Jersey
a skirt.
She will do the Jersey
I will
I'm
make
sorry.
Sure to wear a skirt for you guys.
No, nice. No wait.
No,
gotta.
You have to wear a Snooki dress.
With no underwear. Snooki
no, dress, you can wear the underwear,
Gianni
but I want
underwear.
The skirt. Gab, skirt.
Gianni.
Skirt next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz.